There is a rift amongst the students of the Dickinson College class of 2016, caused by the separation that exists between and within the dormitory halls of Adams and Dreyer, as well as the Quads community. One of the key features of society, and even utopias, is organization. Just as humans have coalesced together into cities since ancient times, creating self-sustaining and interdependent societies, college populations are divided into dormitory halls to form communities in which students interact together, study together, party together, and live together in harmony. In fact, I believe the learning community, of which I am part of, in which this level of interaction between students is particularly encouraged, can be thought of as a utopian form of the college community. By collecting into relatively smaller communities in order to promote harmony at a small-scale level, however, students are dividing themselves into groups that remain isolated from each other. Think about how many kids from your dorm you know. Now, think about how many kids from the other dorm halls that you know. Unless you are the kind of person who goes completely out of your way to meet new people, chances are you know much more people from your own dorm than from the other first-year dorms. And although students can meet others by joining clubs and groups, they are not given chances to interact on the level of dorm neighborhoods. Each hall may be considered a harmonious utopia, but because of the divisions between each and every one of them, the first-year community as whole falls short of achieving true harmony. In order to achieve unity as a college community, our halls must first do so in terms of leadership. For each dormitory hall, there is a student planning committee that organizes social events for students of that hall. Just as the governments of countries around the world maintain healthy social relations, our planning committees should make more of an effort to meet and interact with each other. The individual committees could even select some, if not all, of their members to form a joint student committee, which would oversee the planning of events within the entire first-year community and foster cooperation between the individual committees. The individual planning committees can also plan events within their respective halls that invite students from the others. These events could be as simple as inviting kids from other dorms to watch a football game, or they could be more grand-scale events, such as an invitational dance social. More efforts to inform students of these events could be made as well, such as by posting flyers in the bulletin boards of all dormitory halls, and even creating perhaps a Facebook group or email list. Although invisible at first, there truly is a rift amongst our students. By attempting to promote unity and even utopianism on a small-scale level, our campus has become divided within itself. While our students may have found individual groups with students that they can identify with, they have formed bubbles of isolation, keeping them from interacting with other groups of students. It doesn't have to be this way, though. By promoting unity at the committee level, the students of the Dickinson College class of 2016 can come together, forming a large community, and move further towards the utopian vision which all societies seem to pursue.